Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is currently 8:44, 16 till 9, and we're joined now by Peter Whitford, CEO of Meridian Rapid Defense Group. We've heard so much about Archer Barriers, and Ramon Antonio Vargas yesterday enlightened us with the movability of these things, and this gentleman happened to be in town, Peter Whitford, the CEO of Meridian Rapid Defense Group that manufactures these Archer Barriers. I'm trying to hurry up, Peter, because I got so many questions for you. I'm stumbling, rumbling, fumbling. Sure. Welcome to
That's
the city,
all right.
Sir,
morning.
And thank you for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
Good morning, and looking forward to speaking to you.
Let's talk about these barriers that you guys manufacture, because I got to tell you, looking at the website, and y'all can go to betterbarriers.com if you like and see what we're talking about. Looking at what appears on a website and what's on the streets of the city, it's hard to believe that it's the same thing. Your thoughts toured the city yesterday?
Absolutely. Look, unfortunately, when product is not looked after and, you know, these haven't been warehoused appropriately or they haven't been maintained. We came in the other day and we've walked down Bourbon Street, identified what some of the issues are. But importantly, we've looked at the maintenance part of the barrier. And so, you know, we're going to fix those up. We're going to make sure that they are back in top-notch condition, and that'll be done in the next sort of 24 hours. We'll be out there, and we're now starting to work with the police department, and we're going through what we call a certified training program. So they're recertified to put them out, the way that they have been crash tested, and all of our product is crash tested and is DHS Safety Act certified. So at least the city will be in good shape.
Take me through these Archer barriers, if you will. If I'm a city official and I'm thinking about getting these, you're the CEO of the company. I know the city bought 45 of them back in 2017. Were you the CEO then or not, Peter?
Yes, no, I was the CEO then. I'm the founder of the company, okay. And I'm also the inventor of the product as well.
So tell me about the product for people that don't know, and I will just tell them for reference sake, it's the yellow barriers, because we had so many conversations about bollards, archer barriers, and wedge barriers. These that we're talking about specifically here, the name of it is an arch barrier, is that it?
The name of the barrier is an Archer 1200 barrier. And in simplistic terms, the barrier is 2 feet wide, it's 4 feet long, and 3 feet high. And it is designed to stop, trucks, 2,500 Ram trucks, 5,500 pounds, up to 60 miles an hour, depending on the system that we put in place. All the barriers are made in America. They're all made out of American steel. They weigh 700 pounds. They have full ballistic capability for any armor piercing 50 caliber rounds. And they are the strongest mobile barrier around. They're the most crash-tested barrier. They have certifications from the United States. We are an American company, ASTM. We're certified in Europe under PAS 68 and IWA. And so, when you've got a product as strong as this, it's just got to be put out, the way that it is crash-tested. And, of course, we're delighted to see that the federal government here has raise the level of event for Mardi Gras and also the Super Bowl from a Tier 2 to a Tier 1 event. We're very familiar with Tier 1 events. We do these all the time. But more importantly, every year we do the Rose Parade in Pasadena. And we've been doing that for, I think, the last 5 years. And as a Tier 1 event, you've got to protect a lot of people. And there's, I think, 1.2 million people that we protect on that day. And, we've had people try to get on a parade route and our barriers have stopped them. And each of the federal agencies and also the city of Pasadena feel that, you know, they have a standard that should be applicable nationwide. And I'm thrilled to be able to come to New Orleans and see what we can do to assist them.
You were invited after the attack, I'm presuming?
We came here to have a look at the barriers and to make sure.
Were you invited or you just came on your own?
Well, we had spoken. Yes, no, true. We were invited. We had spoken to Captain Roberts. We had.
I'm just watching the clock here, Peter. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hurry you along too much. But talk, if you will, just maybe a minute or so about how the barrier is designed and how it kind of goes into the concrete, right, or the asphalt and stops the vehicle from underneath and how impervious it is.
Yes. I mean, you can set it up a couple of ways. You can set it up without a rester cables, and then the barrier is designed to tumble. So if you put two fingers on the back of a chair and you push the chair down, that's exactly what the barrier will do when a car impacts it at any speed. And, of course, the car will end up on top of the barriers. If you table them together, which we do depending on the threat level that's out there, then the barrier will wrap around the vehicle and stop it. And I think the most important thing is that whatever happens is our product is non-lethal, because it could be an errant driver or it could be someone intent to do harm. So you want to be able to speak to both of those people.
So when it comes to storage and maintenance of these things, I'm looking at it. I don't know. It seems as though it would be as easy as maybe oiling the wheels every now and then, keeping it out of the rain or not.
Well, you could keep it, you know, we have a lifetime warranty on this product, even after it's been hit. So it really is just about paint and wheels. And, of course, you know, we have a service program that we go around the country. We sell to law enforcement all over the country. And, you know, we service the product and we paint it and we put reflective stickers on it. And most cities purchase barriers and they purchase it in the city color and they put the city logo on it because the city's proud to protect people, communities, and places, and that's the work we do.
What did you find yesterday about storage?
We were informed that they had found the additional barriers, which is great, and we're going to make sure that we get these to a standard that the city feels great about, so that's what we're going to do.
Do you know how many additional ones they found? When you say they found the additional ones, how many were in storage or where they were stored?
I believe there was four additional ones, so you know they've now accounted for all 45 of them, and we're working with the city to make sure that we provide the new haulers that we have, which moves the 700 pounds with ease. And we did a training program last night with the police, and they were, I think, delighted with how simple it was to put them in place and take them. And then put them and stage them. So it's a great thing.
Let me jump in there, Peter. You said new haulers, and I've seen the video of how easy they can be to move using leverage. And this, is there a name for it? Just a hauler? Is that what you call it?
It's particularly simple. It's called an Archer hauler, okay. Right? And the barrier is an Archer barrier. And then we also have Archer beam gates and rapid gates. And we're going to put a rapid gate up today and just show everybody how simple that is to also control vehicles coming in and out.
So specifically moving these things, these handles were available in 2017, and does one come with each barrier? Is this an accessory? How does that work?
Well, we've had different versions of the hauler. We're on to version 8, I think, now. And those haulers come with a set of 8 barriers on a trailer. And the trailer comes with cables and cable covers for ADA certification. And so they also come with what we call wayfinding signs. So you can have directional signage or hazard signage that's in there. And it's very sort of user-friendly. And each of the trailers, as I said, accommodates 8. You can have one person unload a trailer of 8, 4 barriers at one end of the street, 4 at the other, and you can drive away. And that's all done in under 10 minutes.
At what point did these Archer barriers become able to be moved by one person with the handle and the development of the handle? And I'll follow up at the same time with the barriers that the city have now with the new handle could be moved by one person?
Yes, they can be moved by one person. They've always been able to be moved by one person. It's just that we've developed a new hauler, that allows for, sharper turning, more accurate placement, and greater ease. And it's gender neutral, which is important. So we didn't want to have something that was only for one gender. Any gender can use this and lift the 700 pounds.
When it comes to the storage of these things, what, as the designer, as a manufacturer, What would you take issue with, or what would you suggest the city do differently in storing them from what they had been doing, and how were they stored? Do you know?
Well, I don't know how they were stored, but, you know, we have cities who store them in a covered warehouse, and then they roll out their trailers for an event, and they deploy those accordingly. Then they take them back to the warehouse. If they're out on a regular basis, which they will be in Bourbon Street, I think at this point, you know, you rotate out every 6 months to make sure that they're presentable. That's the easiest thing that we do.
So, again, and I'm just a layman here, Peter, and I appreciate your time. The only maintenance really that's required on these is to keep them painted, to keep them from rusting, and occasionally oiling the wheels, or is that too simple?
Well, in fact, it's simpler than that. You don't have to oil the wheels.
Okay.
The product will perform equally today, painted, not painted, any rust points, it will still perform. As with anything that we do, these have a lifetime warranty, which means they're warranted for 25 years. You can run into these barriers with vehicles, and you can put them straight back up, and they work just as well, right? So the paint and the presentation is only a pride thing. It doesn't affect anything to do with the product.
So the handles, the Archer, what did you call it, the Archer handle?
No, the Archer hauler.
Archer hauler. The Archer hauler was available, or what? The city does have these Archer haulers, and they came with the barriers that they got in 2017. I just want to make sure I got the story straight.
They came with the original hauler, right? And since then, we have developed new haulers. But they came with the original hauler, which was a wind-up hauler to actually crank it up and move the barrier. And today, we use a leverage method, and it's simpler and easier. And those haulers today can be stored on the back of the barrier. And if you don't have that, we have what's called a field tow bar that is also stored on the barrier itself. And we can give those to the fire department, to emergency services. So if there was anything gone missing, there's never a problem in moving them.
And you're the CEO, so I would presume your company is in business to sell a product, make a profit. You would have notified the city or the NOPD or whomever it is that when you have an update in the hauler that, hey, you might want to apprise yourself of these?
Yeah, that and we have other services. So we have an annualized certified training program, which we do through the Meridian Academy, which is our own academy. And we've also developed software today where the cities can plan events out using our software, and then they can determine how much equipment they need based on the crash test configuration. So,
have you all done any training in New Orleans since 2017?
We were out here yesterday training the PD, and they did a remarkable job, and they were very excited to be able to see some of the new developments.
But not before then, since 2017?
Not before then, no. No.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the info. Peter Whitford, CEO of Meridian Rapid Defense Group. I know we're late, but that's important information. 857 Traffic Now, WWL.